This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The Russian Defense Ministry on Saturday announced it had cleared an entire urban area of Mariupol of Ukrainian forces. It said only a few fighters remained in a steel plant that had been the scene of repeated clashes. In an online post, the ministry said that as of April 16th, Ukrainian forces in the besieged port city had lost more than 4,000 people. Russian forces have been trying for several weeks to take the port city. The statement from the Russian ministry also said 1,464 Ukrainian servicemen had surrendered so far. Kyiv did not immediately respond to that statement. Russian forces have resumed scattered attacks on Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine, also on western Ukraine and beyond, in an explosive reminder to Ukrainians and their western supporters that the whole country remains under threat. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
According to firefighters and AP journalists at the scene, an explosion believed to be caused by a missile that struck near an outdoor market in Kharkiv, killing and wounding people. Smoke, too, rose early in the morning from eastern Kyiv, as Mayor Vitaly Klitschko reported a strike with more injuries. Klitschko has advised residents who fled the city earlier in the war not to return for their safety. In addition, a regional governor says Russian forces have shelled an oil refinery in the east and a large fire reported. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Kremlin has also stepped up a crackdown on dissent at home in Russia. The government has added nine prominent Kremlin critics and journalists to its growing list of foreign agents. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Firefighters in the United States are making headway battling a large wildfire in the state of New Mexico as some residents get to return home while others remain under evacuation orders. AP correspondent Julie Walker has that story.
Information Officer Mike DeFries says despite the McBride wildfire having burned more than 6,000 acres, firefighters have made great progress.
And have slowed, if not stopped, the progress of the fire in all locations.
DeFries says an elderly couple died and 200 buildings were destroyed. But now structural protection crews are on the ground making sure that doesn't happen.
So you're going to start seeing the percentage of containment going up. The fire is not progressing.
Elsewhere in the U.S., crews have been battling large wildfires in Texas, Oklahoma, and Colorado. I'm Julie Walker.
Shanghai and China reported a record number of symptomatic COVID-19 cases on Saturday, and other areas across China tightened controls as the country kept up its dynamic clearance approach that aims to stamp out the highly transmissible Omicron variant. The Zhengzhou Airport Economic Zone is a central Chinese manufacturing area that includes Apple supplier Foxconn. It announced a 14-day lockdown on Friday. Climate change activists forced the closure of a main square in central Paris on Saturday to protest against the environmental programs put forth by France's remaining presidential candidates. The so-called Extinction Rebellion had said on its website that it planned to block a major Parisian location to disrupt the electoral cycle and its business-as-usual attitude. Protests were expected around France on Saturday as opponents of far-right presidential candidate Marine Le Pen seek to form a united front to prevent her from winning an election runoff against incumbent President Emmanuel Macron on April 24th. Police have warned of possible incidents as demonstrators convene in some 30 cities. And three Chinese astronauts returned to Earth Saturday after 183 days in space. According to state television, they completed the country's longest crewed space mission to date. The astronauts landed 9 hours after they left a key module of China's first space station. And revisiting our top story this hour, the Russian Defense Ministry on Saturday announced it had cleared an entire urban area of Mariupol of Ukrainian forces and said only a few fighters remained in a steel plant that had been the scene of repeated clashes. The ministry said that as of April 16th, Ukrainian forces in the besieged port city had lost more than 4,000 people. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.